This is the story of Elthorn High School, 1974 to 1986, presented by
Elthorn Sound.
And in that school there are rhino arrivals.
E-I-E-I-O.
We've an
O-tune
and winter tie hair. And the lines get outside what you done with your hair.
Oh, Mr. Leblanc and the school.
Elthorn High School was formed in 1974 at the merger of Walpole Grammar School and Borderston Secondary Modern Boys School. Despite the initial difficulties of working on two sites, Elthorn very quickly built up a reputation for producing quality in all that it did. In 1980, Elthorn organised a conference for fifth and sixth formers called The Flexible Future. And this sparked off a whole series of conferences and visits by leading members of society to talk to the pupils of Elthorn. One such regular visitor to Elthorn High School was Ray Buckton, leader of the ASLEF Union.
There's one thing about this country which we all appreciate more than anything else. That is, irrespective of who you are or what you are, you can speak your mind as loudly as you like and express opinions. And one of the greatest things that I find in my life is being able to express opinions and express views and debate views. And I congratulate your school in the work that it is doing in bringing along here to talk with you people from the trade union movement, political parties, I hope from CBI, management of industry, and other people who will be able to come along and talk with you about some of the great problems that's facing us in this country today.
Maintaining the very necessary balance in education, Elthorn very quickly after Ray Buckton's visit invited Lord Seif of Marks and Spencer's to give a view from management. He spoke about the need for a dynamic free enterprise system in the country.
Now, if we're going to have a dynamic free enterprise sector, then responsible industrial leadership is vital. And to be responsible in this day and age, industrial leadership must create good human relations at work. Now, what do I mean by the good human relations? And I use the term good human relations at work rather than the term more often used, industrial relations, because we're human beings at work, we're not industrial beings.
Another visitor to Elthorne's sixth formers was this gentleman, who, as it turned out, said some very prophetic things that were going to affect all the pupils in the future of Elthorne High School.
Ultimately, the decisions taken by other people are going to have an effect on you, good or bad, and the reason for having politics at all, and politicians at all, is to give to them from time to time the duty of acting on behalf of the people, and in a democracy, hopefully they will act on behalf of most of the people most of the time. In a totalitarian system, then of course they will feel free, since they have at their disposal secret police and torture chambers and all the rest of the paraphernalia of an authoritarian fascist or indeed Soviet communist regime, in order to ensure that they do the people's thinking for them, they make the people's decisions for them, and they don't have to take any notice at all of what the people say.
Mr. Neil Kinnock. The second of Elthorne's major sixth form conferences was on the nuclear issue.
First of all, on behalf of our guests, Miss Sheila Cooper on my left and Lieutenant Commander Pickup on my right, may I thank you for inviting us to this important conference. The organisation of such a conference as this takes a great deal of time and effort on the part of staff and others, and I would like to pay tribute immediately to those who have taken the time and effort to organise this conference for us. I think it reflects great credit on the school that the conference has been put on in this way. The dilemma which we have to consider today is which of these views, if either, is correct? And if neither of those views is correct, what view is correct? Do we support the continued build-up of arms in the West in the face of the potential Soviet threat? Or do we support the view that the only true way to world peace is by disarmament? Should we in this country take a lead? Should we disarm? Or should we continue on the path that the government of this country has set, i.e., that is, develop nuclear weapons?
The serious side of life at Elthorne. But it wasn't always serious.
Out he called with a merry old mule, and a merry old mule went home. And he called for his bike, and he called for his pole, and he called for his tiddlers too. Now every tiddler, he had a tiddler, a very bright tiddler too. No! The two of them were from two of the tiddlers, very, very mean, no poo.
That's not quite it.
Yes,
oh well, back to business.
Back to business. I've forgotten what's happened so far. Very well, what's happened? I've got to say that I've got it? Yes.
Now every fiddler, he had a fiddler, a very fine fiddler, he.
Couldn't they go,
Kevin Lynch, Craig Cremin and Ian Green in fine voice with the 1981 Christmas pantomime production at Elthorne, Old King Cole. Elthorn had a very good reputation for the quality of its drama productions. Amongst other plays produced were a couple of Pinter plays, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and this one called Children's Crusade, which was a story set in the Middle Ages, and it finished like this. Regular Elthorn event every Christmas was to go carol singing for guide dogs for the blind. In 1981, this expedition was joined by a Christmas carol service in next door St. Thomas's Church and also a Christmas concert in the Elthorn School Hall. One of the lighter moments in the concert occurred when teachers Barry Burbage and Joe Boyle gave their renditioning of When a Child is Born.
Yeah. all across the land, dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when the child is born. Silent wish sails the seven seas. Winds of change whisper in the breeze, and the walls of doubt tumble.
Regular event in the sixth form calendar was the annual Mastermind competition, of which the next 2 minutes was perhaps the most spectacular in all the years it was run.
London Transport bus routes from 1978, starting from now. Between which two points does the route one run?
Marylebone Station to Catford Garage.
Correct. On which bus services are dogs other than guide dogs forbidden?
Red Arrows.
And?
Airbuses.
Correct. Which is the most easterly terminus on the London bus system?
Brentwood.
Correct. How many districts are there in the London bus area?
Eight.
Correct. Name either of the two buses that cross Tower Bridge.
42 and 78.
Correct. Where does the route N97 run between?
Heathrow Airport to Liverpool Street Station.
Correct. Why did a ride the length of the Route 65 involve a walk up until recently?
The Petersham Hull.
Correct. In the same way that the E buses run in Ealing, where do the P buses run?
Peckham.
Correct. Where does Route 639 run?
It's withdrawn.
Correct. Name one bus that stops at the Oval Cricket Ground.
36.
Correct. Route 12A, the Hillingdon local service, often stops a different number of times. Why?
Pass.
Which route runs between Chislehurst, Sidcup, Avery Hill and Eltham?
228.
Correct. Five buses pass one end of Hungerford Bridge and 11 pass the other end. None cross it. Why?
It's a railway bridge.
Correct. Watford has got only one regular daily red bus service, which terminates at Watford Junction Station. Which route is it?
142.
Correct. Assuming the route starts at Potter's Bar Garage, where does the route 134 terminate?
Tottenham Court Road Station.
Correct. Airbus A1 has a flat fare payable in how many different currencies?
Three.
No, it's five. What's the difference between the mainline station bus in the summer and in the winter?
It runs on different days.
Correct. Which daytime London bus would you be on if you went past Chelsea Football Ground?
22.
No, it's the 14. Which bus route technically leaves the United Kingdom?
82.
Correct. What's the difference between the 248A's route in the morning and in the afternoon?
There's no difference. There was a timetable change last Sunday.
Congratulations, well done. At the end of that round, you scored 17 points.
Oh, amazing stuff. That was Andrew Kent there in the 1982 Sixth Form Mastermind. Camping trips have featured regularly throughout every year that Elthorn High School has been open. And typical of the destinations that have been visited has been Pigott's Farm in the Chiltern Hills in Buckinghamshire. Pigott's is actually now owned by one of Elthorn's former headmasters, Dr. Nicholas Wheeler Robinson. And the following extract comes from a study week which has occurred every Easter holiday just before O-levels and A-levels, giving pupils a chance to revise under supervised conditions and with access to some of their subject teachers during the holidays before their examinations. But there's always the lighter side as well, particularly on the last night.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4! 10 green bottles sitting on a wall! 10 green bottles! And it won't be nothing to run anymore. Ten green bottles hanging on.
And if Andrew should accidentally fall.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Won't go that far. I can agree. My love no more. I ain't gonna agree. My love no more. I ain't gonna agree. My love no more. Oh, you never go to heaven.
Oh, you never go to heaven.
In a baked bean tin.
Cause a baked bean tin.
Cause a baked bean tin. Got baked beans in.
Got baked beans in.
Oh, we never go to heaven in a baked bean tin. Cause a baked bean tin. Got baked beans in. I ain't gonna grieve. My love no more. I ain't gonna grieve. My love no more. I ain't gonna grieve. My love no more. Oh, we never go to heaven. With a bottle of gin.
With a bottle of gin.
Cos the Lord don't let.
Cos the Lord don't let.
No spirits in.
No spirits in.
Oh, we never go to heaven with a bottle of gin. Cos the Lord don't let no spirits in. Ain't gonna agree.
What, Bob? No, it's not happening and
eating me. I ain't gonna agree. My love no more. I ain't gonna agree. My love no more. Bom, 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 bom.
Thank you.
Oh, you never go to heaven.
Never go to heaven.
No, I don't know.
Elthorn's first ever full musical production was produced at Christmas 1981, The Dracula Spectacular.
Thank you.
term ended on a high note, and everybody was singing the songs from the show, like the Lubberly Glublick song. Stephen Tuckwell and Helen Ashby leading the cast in the Lubberly Glublick song. 1982 came to a close at Elthorn as headmaster Nicholas Wheeler Robinson left and new headmaster John Leovold joined. But that wasn't the only news the school was faced with. On December the 20th, during the Christmas holidays, the Ealing Education Committee decided that they were going to close Elthorn High School. By the end of the holidays, it was a very different noise that was coming from the lips of Elthorn children, as on the 15th of January 1983, Samantha Fry, a third-year pupil, organised a march along the Uxbridge Road to Ealing Town Hall.
Today's organisers were all pupils. No staff or parents were involved in organising today's demonstration. The pupils themselves do not want Elthorn closed.
The battle cries were now drawn up. Elthorn was not to close, said the pupils, said the parents, said the teachers, and said 30,000 members of the London Borough of Ealing. But the council said different, and as part of the campaign, the Save Elthorn High School campaign set up a concert to raise money and to raise enthusiasm for the protest.
Back to the little old shack and hand me a bottle of wine.
The highlight of the campaign, Mother's Day 1983, a sunny spring-like March the 13th in Trafalgar Square, where over 300 members of the school and their friends were assembling after a sponsored walk for a march past Downing Street.
Good.
Mind you, not everybody managed to find Trafalgar Square that easily.
Can I ask you how you are, sir?
I'm in the wrong parade. I mean it.
I was in the Irish parade on the road.
Past six, a warm welcome on this Monday morning. It's March the 14th. You're listening to the AM programme on LBC. More than 200 Ealing school children marched into central London from their homes yesterday to protest at the planned closure of their school. Ealing Borough Council has decided to close Elthorne High School in 1986 because of falling numbers of children. But parents, teachers and the youngsters themselves have united in a campaign to save their school. The children carried hundreds of letters to number 10 Downing Street to back up their demonstration. And our reporter, Diane Stradling, joined the march as it passed through Trafalgar Square.
The children's ages ranged from 13 to 18, and after a 10-mile walk, they still had plenty to say about their campaign.
I think it's a great shame.
Why?
Because they spent all the money on it, and they want to close it, and it's just shame.
It's about the only school around this borough, and all the rest are really far out, so it's the only one that's real local around here, so it means everybody else is going to go really far out.
What's the point of closing the school down when they'll have to open one in another 5 years because the population's going to go up? So often it's useless.
Basically, it's a brand new school and the council intends to close it down for no real apparent reason, so why should I close what I believe is a very good school for no reason?
Well, I think it's a shame because I reckon it's one of the best schools in Ealing.
I'd just like to say that I think it's the best school around Ealing and you can't wish for a better school than Elthorne.
Yeah.
The presentation of the children's letters will be followed later this month by a 20,000 name petition, which the newly formed Save Elthorne High School campaign will present to Education Secretary Sir Keith Joseph. The action group's been formed by concerned parents, many of whom joined today's march. They say Ealing Council got its figures wrong and in another few years the number of secondary school children in the borough will rise. Action Group Secretary Stephanie Muir explains how they feel.
I'm very distressed, very upset. I have two children there, one in the third form, one in the fifth form. The girl in the fifth form is going to start a sixth form course next year. And I'm very satisfied with the school. She's had very good treatment. She's done very well at school. And my boy in the third form wouldn't be able to finish a sixth form course at the school. And as a parent, I feel very strongly that we've been given no chance to discuss the closure of Elthorne. We haven't been told where our children are going to go. I've also got a 10-year-old, and in the area where we live, I'm not satisfied with the alternatives that might be offered.
The parents are backed by the opposition Labour group on the council. Councillor Margaret Majumdar was on the march.
All of them feel that it's a very good school, that it's disgraceful that Ealing Council should have picked on it to close, especially as it's a brand new school. It was completed last August. Indeed, its playing field only come into use next term. And in the first year of operation, indeed right at in the first term of its normal operation on one site as a completed school, Ealing Council decided to close it down. And yet they know it's been doing excellent work. Its exam results are above average in the borough. It's got three children into Cambridge in the last 2 years. And over 100 children have started degree courses since the school opened as a comprehensive in 1974.
The campaign organisers now hope today's show of strength will make Sir Keith Joseph decide to keep the school open and overrule Ealing Council's decision.
But sadly, that was not to be. October the 20th, 1983. Headmaster John Leovold addresses Elthorn High School.
I've spoken to the staff, some of you will know, I'm sure. I've spoken to the sixth form, and as I said then, probably perhaps the most difficult job I've had in 20 years in teaching has come to me today to announce that the government have approved the proposals of the council to close the school. Now, that has obviously come as a terrible blow to us. We all felt that perhaps at the end of the day we would win, and that I still find it absolutely unthinkable, sitting in my office this afternoon, that somebody's actually had the gall to close this school. I just find it still astounding. I think the staff are numbed by the decision, and everybody who's come to the school, even this afternoon, visitors from middle schools, is absolutely astounded.
The school went home for half-term holidays, dejected and depressed. But in true Elthorn fashion, they very soon bounced back, realising that life must go on, and by the end of the term they produced their second great musical. It was called I Was a Teenage Jekyll and Hyde, and this is part of the show.
It's called Shakespeare!
No, Robbie!
Yeah!
And so, through its last final years, Elthorn continued to be very successful, particularly on the sports field, and also in the music industry, because one of the bands that got together for the Save Elthorn concert continued together and entered in the TSB Bank Rock School competition. They were, of course, the Aardvarks, and this is one of their numbers.
Messing around with another man. Too cool, baby.
Hey Joe, I heard you shot your old lady down. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your old lady down. You shot her down now. Yes I did, I shot her. You know I caught her messing around with another man.
Aardvarks, regional finalists in the 1984 TSB Rock School competition, and just a small example of the talent that there was in Elthorn High School. Whatever your connection with Elthorn High School was, pupil, parent, teacher, friend, I hope these last few minutes have provided a reminder for you of the happy times when we were all Elthorn High. And I leave you with the song from the end of I Was a Teenage Jekyll and Hyde, and good advice throughout life. Remember Elthorn, and goodbye.
Yeah. Hawthorne Sound.